Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Listen live on the Odyssey app.
All right, let's get things going. But before we do, Mahoney, you look awfully cozy today. Do you have multiple layers on over there?
I do, Dave.
Yeah.
I've got my base layer, which I will say I have become addicted to.
Yeah, they're very much like, if you ever watched like an old Western, kind of like a Wyatt Earp or even 1883
anything
on Paramount Plus.
Anything with an outhouse.
Yeah, that's kind of what Mahoney's underlayer looks like. They're a little loose, they're off-white, and they have a butt flap for whatever reason.
Hey, don't I'm not knocking it.
I'm not knocking it. I just wanted to give a description.
It is easy access.
You're wearing long johns right now?
Yeah.
I am sweating in the studio. Is it not hot in here to you?
I'm perfect right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So you've got long johns on, and then you've got a normal shirt, and then you've got your hoodie?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And yep. That's just on the top, also on the bottom, long johns, butt flap.
I just like to be snuggly.
I've been sleeping in them.
You just sleep in them and then wear them in here?
Oh,
no, I sleep the night before, then I take them off.
Oh, okay. So you change. Oh, okay. You have nighttime long johns and daytime long
yes.
johns.
Yes. Well, I have like the ones I put on for the day are the ones I wear throughout the day. So I'll sleep in these tonight if I don't shower, but I'll shower tonight. So I usually swap them out.
Okay.
How many pairs do you have? Now, Dave, I know you want to get started on Good News, Bad News, but now I'm invested in this.
Yeah, no, I'm
curious.
How many
pairs of long johns do you have?
15.
Own? 15?
Are they all the same brand? Or do you like
32 degrees from Costco?
That's not a number I was expecting.
You went Costco long
you
john shopping,
sales.
Dude. Hey, that 32 degrees.
You got Kirkland brand butt flap going on right now.
These are not Kirkland brand, but it's a brand that's sold at Costco called 32 degrees, which is, I will say,
do they only keep you warm at 32 degrees? And like anything like 31 below, you gotta get a new pair.
No, these are great. Like I could sit outside in the backyard. It's cold. I could walk. I could do whatever. You know, late at night, like, as you know, my wife likes to keep that house like a, you know, an outdoor igloo.
Oh, yeah.
An ice box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Like a morgue.
I got my corn bags that I throw in the microwave to keep me warm that I put on my long johns. And so I'm like.
You don't think you can maybe just have a conversation with your wife about the temperature regulation in your home?
She's driving to work right now listening.
Yeah.
This is the conversation, Dave.
Aaron, please, for the love of God.
She won't.
He's going to die one night, and you're not going to know it for 3 weeks because he's going to be perfectly preserved in that crypt.
She is literally a morgue.
She will notice something is wrong because there is no smell where there normally is. It's like,
somebody's just going to come in and put a tag on your toe at some point on a random Wednesday.
Like he hasn't farted in a couple days.
He's really sleeping good.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we hear about a decent amount of athletes that when it's the off season, they kind of start to screw around a little bit. Sometimes they get in trouble. Like, that's not an abnormal thing, right?
I like the athletes who get fat as hell during the off season.
This guy took it to a new level. It is a defensive tackle. He plays for the Cleveland Browns.
Okay.
Malik McDowell. Not sure if you heard of the guy or not.
He's not like
a huge star, right?
Yeah.
He got arrested on Monday after he got totally butt naked.
Hell yeah.
He's 25 years old. He was arrested for resisting arrest, aggravated battery on a police officer, and exposing his junk in public. So he was allegedly walking around the streets. It was in view of a public school where there's a children's learning center.
Oh,
the responding deputy alleged that...
Oh, he's sitting butt-ass naked on the asphalt.
Yeah, it's a special kind of messed up when you are butt-naked on the asphalt in the middle of the day.
See, to me, whenever I hear stories like that, I'm like, I go through run a list of drugs or drink that would make me feel like that would get to that level ever. And it's not just booze.
It's never just booze,
like,
right?
I don't feel like anybody.
I feel like you just pass out before you get to that point, right?
Right.
I mean,
or if you pass out and you are butt naked, it's in the confines of your own home. Like, you're not like walking down the street towards like schools.
At like 9:30 in the morning
or
on a Monday.
Or you're in a nudist community, you know?
Yeah,
or nudist beach.
Sure.
But I mean, an argument could be made. I mean, it is in the name. Asphalt.
That's true.
Okay.
I'm just a bad speller. I thought it was two S's.
Before Malik McDowell, it was just fault.
Wait, is it not?
He put his S on the fault.
ASPHALT.
Oh, it's not ASS?
Should be.
It is now.
It should be ASSFAULT.
That's what I thought.
That should be asphalt.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on with this guy, but man, he's having a rough week, so. Good luck to Malik McDowell.
I'm not quite sure what's going on, dude, but I hope you're well.
Yeah, man. I hope you're all right, because, geez, that is a rough Monday morning.
No kidding. Chalk it up to a Monday.
Yeah. So the federal government is moving forward with a plan to let teenagers drive big rigs from state to state in a test program.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What could
if you are willing to, you know, you're ready to hit the road and you're ready to be out there and helping the ecosystem of America flow on a day-to-day basis, you're taking on that massive responsibility. It ain't gonna be any, like, if you're a teenager, you're not already addicted to meth traditionally.
Traditionally. Depends on the region.
Man,
on the region.
You have never been to Arkansas.
Actually, I have. Fort Smith, Arkansas is my second least favorite city in America, only behind Indianapolis.
Because all of the teenagers are on the meth. Anyway, so currently you have to be 21. They're trying to do it for 18 to 20-year-olds.
Whatever.
I'm just saying. I know, you know, coming up, every 18 to 20-year-old that I knew behind the wheel was a stone-cold moron.
You got to go through training. This is like, you know, I feel like you're getting into the workforce. I don't think this is a horrible thing. Like, you're able to send kids to war at 18 years old. They should be able to also drive a big rig.
I really do feel like this is like the way of
stop being old.
I guess it just kind of gives me the vibes of, you mentioned war, Mahoney, and it's like, all right, we're not doing real great as an economy, so let's just let the young kids help us out because all the olds don't want to, like,
go ahead. Unless you have fast reflexes when you are 18 years old.
Fast reflexes.
I would much rather have a 19 or 20-year-old driving a big rig than an 88-year-old.
I don't know. This gives me, like, child labor law vibes. Like,
I wanted to work when I was 12. I did work when I was 12.
What did you do?
I worked for my dad's company.
What the? You can't snitch on your daddy like
that? Yeah, your dad going to jail.
No, I worked.
I'm ratting him out right now.
It's part time.
Part time. It doesn't matter. You're still working.
12-year-old to work.
It was mostly like a cush job that they just gave me money for.
Man, you're like
under the table. Your dad didn't pay taxes on it either.
I pushed a dry broom.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys open messages and then reply to them later, or are you the type that has to respond right after you open it?
Message deleted.
Yeah, if I don't respond right away, I'll forget.
Yeah.
So it's got to be like, if I don't respond, there's like two things that'll happen. I'll either respond within 11 seconds or 7 to 10 business days.
Yes.
There's no in between.
It's, I mean, because I don't know about you, how your DMs and or messages work. Mine will go from none to 200. And like, you know, I have either none or 200. Like,
in your DMs?
Yeah.
Oh, it's when you post those thirst trapping pictures.
Yeah, when I'm out there, when I'm bending over seductively.
That's when you get none.
Yes. But then I'm like,
post a picture of you and your wife smiling, 200.
Yes.
Very nice.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I got the Rona a while back, lost my sense of smell, lost my sense of taste. Mm-hmm. And all I can hear is people complaining, I can't smell things, I can't smell this, I can't taste that. One of the things I used to hate doing was visiting the client. Guess what I love to do now? So I'd be hanging out at that client all day long.
Message deleted.
He'd be hanging out at that client.
Well, in the chat the other day, twitch.tv/David Mahoney, we had somebody who referred to her lady parts as a client, remember?
Oh, that's what he's talking about.
This person must be interacting with us.
Man, you need to tell your girl often. You need to tell your girl to take a bath.
No.
Yeah, just
everyone needs to take a bath.
Become an adult.
Yeah, like I feel like once you hit like 35, everyone's like, can we just agree to just shower beforehand?
Well,
yeah.
I think it's just better for everyone. It's so funny, too, that men just think that, like, they smell like roses in comparison.
They don't. No. Like,
nah, man.
Like
that's also something that's normalized, like, post-35, is your wife's like, shower. If you want to get laid. You're like, okay.
It's like, what would you do in the situation? Like, if you want it done to you after being clean, then same.
Yeah, go wash that nasty ass thing.
I'm gross. I would judge you. For sure, if I didn't go shower beforehand.
Yeah, if you're just like doing filthy things. I mean, yeah, I mean, I get if you're single and it's like a drunken hookup or whatever, that's one thing. But even still,
see, some people are just nasty with it. Yeah. Some people want all the pheromones.
So
let this be a PSA from the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Wash your junk.
But you know what, Dave?
Ass.
To your point, though, if you are hooking up and something's going, I mean, there's levels to the stank. Don't get it wrong. Like, there's levels.
Yeah.
Like, if you've not been bathing for a little while, like, and you're just ripe, like, that's different than like a whole day of just sitting at the office.
But even that still, I feel like, go shower beforehand.
But
always.
Like, but the smell, but again, the smells I would are like, it's.
No, you know, in that situation, I want to put my best foot forward, or in this case, my best half foot forward.
Like, you're just like, you're like, what do you mean? Like, you're
6 inches, yeah.
Please leave. Oh, I didn't get it. Didn't get
it was it. Subtle, and then it wasn't.
Sorry, I need an explanation.
Here's my situation. It turned out great. It was a bad situation where I was protecting this woman that was getting attacked, and I ended up getting my teeth bashed out, all 10 in the front. And basically now I have titanium teeth, which is great. I love it.
Message deleted.
You have 10 titanium teeth? You look like the ringleader of the Wet Bandits, man. Like, that is impressive.
No, he looks like that
guy.
Got
a whole grill. Paul Wall.
Who is the guy? Paul Wall. I'm dripping. Wood grain, I'm gripping.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Mahoney, it is no secret that you are a big fan of cruises, specifically Disney cruises.
Yes.
But this is what's interesting. They are now offering something which not just available yet, so you have to get ahead of it here. But they're launching it in 2024, a residential community at sea.
I mean, would you rather spend your last years on the planet in a home, or would you rather be out on the high seas?
I mean, I feel like if I was, like, not able-bodied and had a difficult time getting around, like, a floating house would be bad.
Well,
just be falling all over
I feel
place.
Like if, you know, I need to go into, like, assisted living or something like that, because I don't know if you've ever looked into the costs of these things, but I have. And
into the costs of floating?
No, assisted living.
Oh, you have? Why?
I mean, I got older grandparents and,
man,
you know.
You're gonna put them in a home?
No, I mean.
You're going to broadcast that you're putting them, you've been pricing out putting them in a home.
You know, this is your
grandson, folks.
No.
Yep.
But we've got, you know, like, unfortunately, you know, my grandma passed a couple years ago, and, you know, she needed care because she had really bad Alzheimer's, and, you know, the care each day is like $350.
It's like, really? Or more.
Like, it's unbelievable how expensive. Like, that kind of stuff for me. And if I'm, like, of my last few years, like, I could have a house I don't really want, or I could just travel the world, I would much rather get on one of these, like, you know, semi-permanent houses on a cruise ship.
So they do have some houses that are not that expensive within this floating cruise ship, but the lowest price home is a 237-square-foot Discover apartment. And so it's one of the inside cabins, right?
That's fine.
And then it goes all the way up to having two-story penthouses that are selling for $7.8 million.
That's a little much.
A little ridiculous.
That's insane.
Yeah. Amenities on board include a 10,000-book library, 3 pools, a spa, a cinema, 20 bars and restaurants, each apartment fully furnished with Italian-designed items.
It's a cruise ship. It's got everything a cruise ship's got.
Full kitchens, flat-screen TVs.
Norovirus, all that stuff that, you know, Carnival normally has.
Jeez Louise.
Luxury mattresses to ensure maximum comfort at night.
I'll say this.
627 residences.
There's no time that I sleep better than when I'm on the rocking of a cruise ship. I'm like a big baby.
Yeah.
You are, Moni, this is something we know. You are just a giant baby.
Yeah,
you like to be warm and wrapped up in your layers. Like, you're kind of like on a day-to-day, you're swaddling yourself.
Yeah, you just want to go back into the womb and just...
One of my favorite things of the last, like, 10 years outside of me being with my wife was when Dave and I were on a work trip to Chicago, and we met some listeners out there, and Blake and his brother, who are giants.
Huge giants, yeah. One of them picked you up, held you like a baby.
Yeah, they did.
And Mahoney just, like, cuddled right up in his arms, and I'm like, this is a weird thing to be happening in the middle of a bar in Chicago.
But did you enjoy it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very much so.
It'd probably been your entire adult life since you'd been picked up like a child.
Never been picked up by a 7-foot man, because, you know, I'm very tall myself.
Yeah, but he picked you up with ease and just cuddled you right up, and you just sort of tucked your little legs up to your chest, and you're like, daddy.
And then I nursed on his teeth.
Yes. Yes, and that was weird for everyone.
Gross.
But we were drunk,
the
so
imagery.
That's not a shot of Kahlua.
Tipsy or toddler?
So Tipsy or Toddler is a game where it's either a little kid saying something or a person who is hammered. And Ian does a great job of transcribing what was actually said by these people. And it can be really tricky because the thought process of a toddler and the thought process of somebody who is very drunk run parallel.
They are, yes, you are. They are sometimes mirror images of themselves. But it's a true skill to be able to, figure out what exactly is being said. Because if you've ever tried to use one of those programs, like to auto-generate captions on a video...
Oh, yeah.
Even when we're speaking clearly, it gets 98% of the words wrong.
Still messed up, yeah.
I kind of think it's funny, though. Sometimes I'll leave them. Like, I think that is really funny that you would change me saying two to tooth or something dumb. I'm like,
Wait, are we dumb or do we just not speak clearly enough? Do we not enunciate?
Well, that I'm going to go with sure. them, the technology being dumb, because we speak for a living, so.
Okay.
They transcribe for a living. Somebody is off here. I don't know who it is.
It's
doesn't
the computers.
Matter. Yeah. It's the robots that are trying to get me. So you guys ring in by saying your name when you think you know the correct answer. I'm just going to read the actual words that were said. It's either a person who is very drunk or a little kid.
Okay.
Tipsy or toddler. Here we go with number one. Duh. Poop. Teach them how to poop on the like me. Yeah.
Audrey.
Audrey.
That's a toddler.
That is, in fact, a toddler. Mm, well done.
Yes. Okay. Just screaming at goal success.
Poop. I teach them how to poop. Like me. Yeah.
Oh, that's a cute kid.
Sounds like a little kid teaching their sibling also how to take a slam.
That's an important life skill.
Yeah.
That's a good sibling right there.
Here on the potty, not on the floor.
That's right.
Yep.
You got to poop like me.
That's the best part about having older kids to help your younger kids at times.
Yes. The youngest one is pooping everywhere. Please go place him on a toilet. All right. Audrey on the board with one. Mahoney none. Here we go. On to number two. Get on her to like chin and run. That's chew on. Go get her to run.
Mahoney.
Ooh, Mahoney.
I also think that's another toddler.
It is not.
No.
It is not. No, that was a very, very drunk person.
Get on her to the chin and run. That's what you want. Go in there and get in the run.
Oh, Grandma's back on the booze.
Back on Grandpa's cough syrup.
Dang.
Audrey won. Mahoney none. Here we go. On to number three. Their Irish eyes are smiling. Shout a word, bright and gay.
Audrey.
Audrey.
Is that a tipsy person?
That is, in fact, a tipsy person. Huh? Yes.
Their Irish eyes are smiling. Sure, the world seems bright and gay.
Oh, man, that was, wow. He had something.
I would have been more concerned if that was a toddler.
You know how the world's bright and gay?
Yeah. No, I mean, just that's such an old song. Like, nobody under the age of 80 is singing that.
What song is that? Is that like a war cry? Like, what was that?
It's just
an old Irish drinking song, like covered by Thin Lizzy or something.
No, it's like a like a mourning song.
Oh,
like played at funerals.
Yeah.
All right, Audrey. At a wake where you're drunk as hell.
Real
dark.
Audrey 2, Mahoney none. Here we go. On to number 4. Get your hands and ties them. Hands or ties her. Get you hands keen.
Audrey. As a toddler.
Man, you are just crushing today. Absolutely, that's a toddler.
Get hands-a-tizer. Keep you hands clean.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
It's got to suck if you are a criminal and you are a hardened criminal to the point where you're going to be out like robbing stuff and then you run from the cops and things take another twist against you. Not that I feel bad for this guy because he deserves a bit of this, but a man is facing charges after breaking into a home, leading the cops on a chase, and then falling through an icy river.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you're breaking into people's houses, I have very little sympathy for you.
Yeah.
But led officers on a foot pursuit onto the ice of the Mystic River and whoosh, right on in to the river.
And at this point, if you have not got the vaccine, you don't need to worry about it, buddy.
So the homeowner reported arriving at home with their children to find their kitchen window open, and a man, later identified as a 30-year-old by the name of Joseph, walking through the yard to a U-Haul truck that was parked out on the street. So the responding officer started to follow the vehicle, and the vehicle stopped. This guy gets out and starts running on foot and then falls right into the river. Of course, they had to pull out the safety line, toss it to him, and pull his dumb ass out so they could take him to jail.
Why are you throwing in the line? Figure it out. You jumped in there. This is on you, Joe.
Yeah, that's on you, buddy.
Also, They never refer, like, traditionally, like, if you know you've messed up in the eyes of the law when they start using your legal name. His name is Joseph.
Joseph.
Old Joseph.
Joseph Collar, yeah, 30 years old. Yep.
He doesn't go by Joseph proper. Mm-mm. Like, he's all, like, Joey Joseph.
He's definitely
Joey
a Joey.
No, he's yeah. He's Joey K. They found heroin on him, like, the whole bit. Like, he's a
Joey
hot
K.
mess. So it didn't take a lot of detective work either in this case. A Kalamazoo resident, 26 years old, was arrested for an alcohol-related driving offense after they crashed into a liquor store early one morning over the weekend.
Happens.
So... liquor store.
That audio for everyone driving. I'm sorry.
Don't play that audio, man. That audio is horrible.
We're talking about a car crash.
Yeah, but while people are driving, man, like they're I hate
that. Around, freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Driving
also,
in the cars right now, Dave. Inconsiderate.
Even though I don't want to live ever want to live in Kalamazoo, I love saying the name Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo is a good name.
Doesn't it sound like a musical instrument? Kinda.
It sounds like a kazoo.
Yeah.
Playing the kazoo in
Kalamazoo.
You know
what? Yeah, the kazoo has just gone away, hasn't it? Nobody plays the kazoo anymore.
The kazoo.
That was the best instrument. All you had to do was hum.
Name one kazoo player in history.
Is it really an instrument,
Dave Ferreira,
or is it more of a whistle?
Play the hell out of that kazoo.
It's a whistle. That's not really a instrument.
Yeah, it's not really a whistle. It's more like a hummer.
A hummer.
Yeah, like you hum. You just,
Dave, I feel like your kids have not gotten to the point where they brought a kazoo home yet from school.
No kazoos.
So they're cool to you now. That in the recorder.
See, the kazoo is not nearly as annoying as the recorder.
What do you mean? It sounds like...
I Googled kazoo, like most famous kazoo players, and the number one most famous kazoo player is the lead singer, Ray Dorsett, of the band Mungo Jerry.
Oh, yeah, Mungo Jerry.
See, I would disagree. I would say that the guys from Duck Dynasty, more famous kazoo players in a way.
That's a duck call.
That's the same thing.
That's fair.
Yeah. So Omar Soto, 28 years old, was held without bail Monday after a judge rejected a defense request that he be released with electronic monitoring. He allegedly stole an SUV after a woman went into a Walgreens. The vehicle was left running. I mean, look, it happens, especially in the wintertime, right? But there was a one-year-old boy inside and a 14-year-old girl.
Oh,
the teen was seated in the front passenger seat. So this guy got in. She told him he was in the wrong car. He drove off anyway. As he was driving, the girl said, please let me and the baby out. At one point, she started to FaceTime her mom, and this guy tried to take the phone away from her. After several minutes, the guy stopped the car, kicked the teen out. When she refused, he allegedly grabbed her hair, dragged her across the center console, and pulled her out of the SUV through the driver's door, and then drove off with the baby still inside.
Can we just kill this guy straight up? Like we don't need a trial. At this point, like, this guy just needs to be gone.
You just want to shoot him.
I mean, like, what? Why are, like, you think there's rehabilitation for a piece of garbage like this? I don't.
Now, luckily, the cops were
Save
able to
money.
Apprehend him a short distance later, and the
Jesus.
Baby was unharmed. But still, like, this poor girl, like, she's
a road dog for real,
yeah,
though.
Like,
she's like, I am not getting out of here.
It's her baby sister or brother.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad that everyone's safe.
Everyone's okay, and this guy headed to jail for a very, very long time.
She is a superstar for real, though. But also, like, am I the only one? Like, I always get sketched out sitting in parking lots, like, if you're, like, waiting for somebody.
What? You do?
I do. I always feel like I'm going to get carjacked.
You're a grown-ass man.
I still feel like I'm going to get carjacked.
You have an extra pipe in your car just for beating
That's
people.
That's in the trunk.
You
I got to get
the
out
trunk?
Of
the trunk. The paranoid person.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Nothing bad
be alert.
Has ever happened to you in your soft body.
I'm very alert.
And yet somehow you're scared of everything.
I don't like sitting in parking lots.
Did someone freak you out as a kid? Like, what happened to where you are so, like, legitimately scared about things getting in your eyeballs, like road?
I'm just a very aware person of what's
going on. A very aware person. Yeah. You've slept in a cornfield outside of a strip club in East St. Louis drunk.
You know why I drove into that cornfield, Dave?
Because
I would have
been scary.
1,000, yes!
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on social media. At Dave and Mahoney.
So, what dumb rules did you grow up with when you were a kid? 833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney. There's a lot of really interesting ones that are coming in on social media. Jamie said on Facebook, if we had hiccups as a child, we had to leave the room so our mom couldn't hear us because she hated hiccups with a passion and would get mad at us for having hiccups. So, of course, we would stick around for just a little while to push her buttons.
Oof, I feel like there's going to be a lot of rules talking about the quiet walking around the house for the parents because they didn't like hearing like loud footsteps. Did you guys ever have to do that? Like if you walked like a certain way, like the scuffing of your feet, like if you drag your heels and it would just like irk your parents, like they taught you how to walk correctly per how they
Walking correctly is a important thing to do. Don't, you know,
But you never got told don't drag your feet?
Oh, not really. I don't I'm not a dragger.
But you know what I'm talking about. It's like that dragging that like slides do or sandals do or slippers.
Like were you in a two-story house growing up? Was that what it was? Because we were in, you know, we had a basement, but, you know, basement was scary as hell. We didn't go down there.
Of course
not. So, you know, like never got like the kids running around. Like I could run around. I mean, my house was 800 square feet, so there wasn't a ton of running going around. It's like go out in the backyard or go out into the neighborhood, young man, and then, you know, come back when the streetlights come on.
Man, oh, those are the olden days. The old times, the street lights. Now it's like call me on your Wi-Fi capability cell phone so that I know where you're
at. FaceTime me every 15 minutes.
I would push the street light thing. Because, you know, like some of the streetlights in my neighborhood, there would always be one that would like turn on later. They didn't all turn on at the same time for whatever inexplicable reason. So I would always like wait and see until that very last one. And then
it's a janky ass streetlights.
But I would wait. But like sometimes my mom would know that the streetlight was on. So she would go tell my dad and he would come out there and he could whistle.
That whistle.
Dude, he could whistle so loud. It was like a sonic boom.
That's because back in the day, dads had to know how to whistle. Like the dads of our generation, we can't whistle. I can't whistle like that.
I could do the finger whistle. I used to be able to do it. Like I had him teach me that.
Right, but it's faded, right?
It's
over
faded
the years.
But I could still never. His was crisp and loud and manly as hell.
Dads
mine's
would
like
go outside and like
whistle.
You'd hear that whistle and that would be the signal. Like
the whistle's
a bat signal.
Going extinct.
That was terrible.
That was baby.
Okay, stop
okay,
that.
Okay, the whistle is going to go extinct because we have cell phones now, and you don't need to call your kids like they're barn animals anymore.
You used to have to go outside and summon your children via a mighty whistle, and now we just all let them go.
I wish my wife would come out and ring a dinner, like one of those. Like
the dinner bell?
A triangle?
Yeah, yeah. When food was ready, I would come running.
Like a cowbell, like Will Ferrell?
Come on, Bessie. Get on
here. What do you call that? Dinner triangle? What do you call that?
No, it was a dinner bell. It was a dinner bell.
But it's not a bell.
Yeah, there's a
bell. No, it was a triangle.
Yeah, it's a triangle.
It's a triangle.
You guys had triangles?
No, I'm saying like from that's. I wish we had one of those. Like the ding, there's a triangle thing.
See, my mom had a dinner bell. She'd ring the dinner bell.
No, you did not.
Like an actual bell?
Yeah, it was like a church tower. Like she's Quasimodo.
The David Mahoney Morning Show every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
See, man, y'all hating. There's a bunch of people that are saying that they had dinner bells. Don't act like
that
was.
What do you mean? Show us the computer screen.
Jessica,
I don't believe you.
We had a dinner bell also. Still do, she
okay,
added.
Okay, that's you said a bunch of people. You have listed Jessica.
Well, she put in the chat twice.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody's using a dinner bell, no, Dave, as a rule.
Well, but Dave lived in rural Minnesota. So, I mean, the kids, like, back then, again, Audrey, you know, going back.
Back
in the 80s, you know, kids were literally just always away from the house. They were just out playing. Like, there was nothing to do in the house.
By design, the parents would be like, go.
Yeah.
Leave.
Get the hell out of here. Come back at dark.
Yes.
Maybe.
If you don't, maybe we'll organize a search party in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Jamie said I wasn't allowed to play on trampolines because they were too dangerous. Anyone else have that rule?
Oh, yeah.
No, we had a trampoline, but they were very dangerous. And as a rule, my parents were like, just make sure that whenever you're on it, if anybody gets hurt, you guys really make sure you're hurt before you come and bug us.
I mean, if you have a trampoline, kids getting hurt.
She also added, I wasn't allowed to eat anywhere but the dining room. While my parents and older siblings sat in the living room watching TV, the younger kids go sit in the dining room and stay away from us. Also, wasn't allowed to use tampons or buy thongs until 15.
Oh my gosh, that is okay. That rule. So we're sitting here talking about rules that your parents or your teachers or whoever have implemented into your life.
Yeah.
And talking about the shaving or the girly stuff. My mom, I don't know what it was up with this, but my mom didn't really make it a rule, but kind of like. was telling me that if I ever shaved above the knee before a certain age, that it was like,
you like a
so
whore.
You had some hairy ass thighs?
I mean, I'm blonde and I have very thin fair hair, so it wasn't like she was out here like letting me look like a monster.
Nah, man, you look like a
like
collie.
A woolly mammoth.
You got hairy
from the
ass
knee up, but nobody needed to see me from the knee up.
That's
and also it was like modest is hottest, Audrey. I'm like, what the heck? Like I'm 12. Let me shave my legs. I just don't want to get bullied. Leave me alone.
The part that gets me is the I couldn't buy tampons until 15. Like, what if you had your period before you were 15?
Well, because you were using a pad then. Like the lady diapers.
Still, just ludicrous. Okay. Like, figure it out. Cricket in our chat, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney said, I wasn't allowed to wear makeup or miniskirts. Couldn't date until I was 16, and that was only group dating for a year. Couldn't watch the shows Cheers, Golden Girls, or any of the nighttime soap operas. And the kicker, I wasn't allowed to play with playing cards because there was a Suicide Kings. My parents were Mormon and very extreme.
Oh, I mean, I couldn't have the
Golden Girls. You couldn't watch the Golden Girls?
Oh, yeah. We couldn't watch any rated R movies or anything like that. We couldn't have... Do you remember the Garbage Pail Kids?
Oh, yes. I loved
those cards.
Yes.
Not allowed to have them because they were too crass. It had like people farting and throwing
yes,
up.
Dude,
and,
I loved those. Yeah, I mean, parents,
the farts.
I had all of them.
Which, I mean, like,
that's
I mean,
like perfect
I'm
little
in
boy
third
humor.
Grade. Like, this hits.
That
this,
is your demo.
That was the prime yeah. demographic. Like,
I have never gotten over that. That's why I think butt jokes are still so funny. See? Hilarious.
So I didn't have a whole lot censored for me when I was growing up. The only thing, it's so funny because the only CD or the only musical piece of thing that was taken away, because like, you know, back then was my dad bought me Vanilla Ice's like debut album because I loved Vanilla Ice when I was in like first grade.
I've never said this before. You have a bad father.
Well, my mom, on the other hand,
threw it away.
She took that from me. But like literally, you know, I had like I could watch HBO. I watched you know a fair amount of like stuff. So I was never like overly censored, and that's why like in that time in the mid '90s. Like when Tipper Gore was out here, like before Congress and the,
oh,
you know,
like the
they're
American
trying,
Parents Television
trying
Council,
to,
or whatever
trying
it was.
To like the music is going to be the downfall of society and all this other stupid
shut up,
garbage.
Tipper Gore,
old people suck so bad. Like let kids be kids, man. Like
well,
they just want to watch some goofy television that's about fart jokes and whatever else.
I mean, like the Simpsons.
Down.
No way could
my,
I watch
my wife
the Simpsons.
Wasn't allowed to watch the Simpsons.
MTV, forget about it.
I had
it.
A Bart Simpson shirt that said "Eat my shorts." I wore that to school.
Ooh,
eat my shorts.
Did you get
my
it home? Did you get it home?
They did not. They tried. My mom was like, my son's like Bart Simpson.
Who was that little dude that was always peeing on stuff?
Calvin Hobbs.
Calvin would never do that, though.
Calvin was
a very sweet young man. Like the, Calvin and Hobbs is, I will say, to this day, the most wholesome cartoon and probably that has ever been produced.
It's a boy and his teddy bear, but still funny.
He looks like he would be peeing on something. And
he was not a mean kid.
Kids in school would get sent home all the time because he'd have a little
unlicensed
like,
material. That's why. That's right. Bootleg.
That's copyright infringement. Yeah, yeah.
Calvin's not peeing on a Chevy.
I'm calling the FBI on you. You're getting 50 years in prison, kid.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So Chelsea just said that she used to spend the night at her best friend's house when she was growing up because they didn't have any rules.
Oh,
they had a bunch
yeah.
of, did you guys have a friend like that? Because my buddy Justin, like his mom was a single mom and she would work.
Mm-hmm.
And
same.
She was also just sort of like, yeah, I mean, like obviously don't get into trouble. You guys have fun though.
Yeah.
And I remember that my parents told me not to watch any like rated R movies. But we watched Arachnophobia.
Was that the first rated R movie you ever watched?
It might have been.
I mean, that's a doozy for a kid.
And man, it messed me up. Like, I've not liked spiders since then. But man, Arachnophobia, as far as like movies that like scarred me. I remember sleeping because we both slept in his room. I had like a sleeping bag on the floor. And I kept swearing as I was trying to fall asleep that night that I saw these like huge tarantulas crawling on the walls.
No.
And then I'm on the floor to make it worse.
Yeah.
So I just imagine them in the sleeping bag. You know that thing you do with like your leg where you, like, you kick it real quick and you think there's a spider on it?
Ew-y.
All night long,
dude,
man.
Shout
mess
out
me up.
To the parents who would let their kids have like five friends over for a sleepover, because we never did that at my house. But like I had one friend's house where I would say, you know, every couple of months we would have like a sleepover for like us and like four other friends, like all of our close like little friends, and would just stay up all night. His mom was a like a class mom, so we had the classroom like sheet. It was like written out on a sheet of notebook paper, all the phone numbers of all the
people.
Oh
no, you would prank call, wouldn't you?
Or you would call the girls and try to, you know, see
what was up.
See what was up.
Who was liking who?
Yeah. Nobody was ever liking me. They always, but that was okay. Also, with those sleepovers, there was always somebody who did not have enough blankets. Like, you were like throwing a couch cushion on top of you to try
sheet
to stay
paper.
Warm. Like anything, like a curtain.
Sleeping next to the computer for warmth. Because that thing was always emitting so much heat back in the day. For real.
Yeah, I mean, like, that thing was giving us all cancer, right?
For sure.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Or at least just like some weird virus.
That's where the coronavirus came from. Yeah, Tanya said, I grew up in a trailer park. when we were little, we couldn't go past the speed bumps. We had to play in between them. Did you guys have any rules as far as like where you could and couldn't go?
I had a wall and then a hill.
Because we had like the end of our road, and we could ride all up and down like the road that we lived on, which is pretty big. But we couldn't go onto the main road because it was pretty busy, and it was like two lanes. Everyone would be going like 50 miles an hour on that thing. Could not go
on
the main road.
How old were you until you could go past that?
I don't remember like being allowed to ever ride my bike. I mean, we moved away when I just turned 16. But up through 15 years old, I mean, like
really?
That. Yeah, I mean, the main road, though, I mean, it was like a two-lane road that people would drive fast on. So, I mean, like, you would almost certainly get smushed
so
if you were a kid on a bike.
Middle school for me was when I could start taking my bike outside of the neighborhood and ride it to, like, I had a friend who lived maybe about a mile and a half away. So, but we had to cross what we thought was the big road back then, though it was just basically just a two-lane road with several stoplights, but that was the, like, you know, I remember distinctly in middle school being able to, like, go over there. And to be fair, after I stopped riding my bike and I started rollerblading, because I played a lot of roller hockey after school every single day, I did almost get run over. Actually, did get technically run over by a car while I was on rollerblades.
Yeah, and you were like underneath that minivan, weren't you?
Yeah, it wasn't a minivan, but it was a car, and I was holding on to the bumper. It was not a good time. Do you remember distinctly? Because Dave couldn't watch R-rated movies, and my parents never really, like, clamp down on that. I distinctly remember the first R-rated movie that I watched, which I still think to this day, I mean, just by complete utter sheer luck, was lucky, was Breakfast Club for me.
Oh, mine was American
was like,
Pie.
Oh my God,
my
really?
Mom
nudity.
My mom put that on, and she was watching it on the other like computer room. So like the way my house is set up, the one that I grew up in, is like there was a living room, but it was like one of the open floor plans. So like everything on the lower level was essentially, like, you could hear everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, the living room was open and the computer room was in the other room. And my mom put it on in there, too. And it was for my birthday. And I think I was, like, 13, maybe 14. And she turned it on. And my mom's young, right? She had me when she was, like, 20, 21. So we were very close, almost like sisters more. So she turned it on just to hear us all scream, squeal, like, freaking out. Like, all think about American Pie. Like, think about the scenes that are in that. And we're all just geeking, freaking out at everything. Like, the flute scene, like, all of that.
Shout out Shannon Elizabeth.
Shannon Elizabeth.
The boobs. Like, but then at the same time, I also couldn't have people calling during dinner time. Like, pick a lane, Mom.
No, but that's just a respect thing, I feel like.
He's like, here's Shannon Elizabeth's areolas, but no phone calls after 7 p.m. Have some manners.
Oh, but I used to love, I loved my telephone. I got a pink fuzzy one for my bedroom at around 13 or 14, too, and I would sneak phone calls like
was
all
it your
the
own
time. Li-
did you have your own line?
I did not.
Who were you calling? Were you calling
my
boys?
I had
like
a boyfriend.
Oh,
and oh, he was my first little boyfriend, and I was so smitten in love with him. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to call. His name was Rain. I was like, I'm going to call Rain, Mom. And she's like, no, you can't. It's after 7 o'clock. And I was like, but please, what else do I have this phone in my room for? It's the only person I want to talk to.
Did you ever try to time out? Like, because, like, if you would get disconnected to try to pick up the phone on the very first,
before
like,
it even
half
like
rang.
Yeah,
I mean, I know for you, because you had so many siblings
all over the place.
But Audrey and I basically grew up as
only children.
Yeah. You know, so like that was like the Indiana Jones like trick, like just trying to like
time it perfect.
Sherry said I wasn't allowed to ride a bike because my mom said I would get hit by a car and die. She was a tad overprotective. Half a lifetime later, still don't know how to ride a bike. Never learned.
I mean, you think about it, like, as an adult now, I think about riding a bike, and anytime, like, my wife and I leaving it on, like, a stupid-ass beach cruiser or something like that, I'm like, man, this is a day. If I fall on this and I hit my head, I'm probably dead.
So let's add something else to Mahoney's list of paranoid fears. Anytime you ride a bike as an adult, even though you know how to ride a bike, you think you're going to fall over and die.
I think about like my mom, I think about it.
While he's in a parking lot about to get mugged. On vacation, not at his home that's about to get broken into.
Sharpening a pencil and all the shavings are going to go everywhere.
Getting his eye, blind him.
Blind him with his beard trimmers, too.
No.
Mahoney, you have a list. We need to start a list of all of the silly little things.
Everything you're scared of, yeah.
They do make sense, but for you to have a constant worry about them is what's alarming.
Warren said, my mom thought Bon Jovi was too heavy metal for my virgin ears. And Cassie said, I couldn't wear mascara because my mom said, quote, it makes you look like a hooker.
Oh, my God. The MySpace era, my mom and parents all alike hated that. They were like, why are you wearing so much? You look a little like hussy-ish because it was that dark black eyeliner.
That was a good look.
Yeah.
It was?
That was a good look.
Yeah, I'm bringing that back for the We Are Young Festival. Hell yeah, man.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Dump, dump, dump is the sound of Mahoney when he eats lots of junk. Saying bump, bump, bump. It's Dave and Mahoney, and they talk about butt stuff. Whoop, whoop.
Message
that
deleted.
Needs to be our new theme song. I think we can probably get a license from the Cottonmouth Kings.
It's for like $40.
We know, what is it? Suburban Noise, that record label. I don't know if it's still around.
It's still a thing. I don't know
if it's not, but I've golfed with Daddy X.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. Daddy X is a big golfer.
One more time, man.
Dump, dump, dump is the sound of Mahoney when he eats lots of junk. Saying bump, bump, bump. It's Dave and Mahoney, and they talk about butt stuff. Whoop, whoop.
Message
and
deleted.
If you do not know what we're talking about, there was a band in the late 90s, early 2000s called the Cottonmouth Kings with Case.
Yeah.
And
that was basically the equivalent of one of those velvet weed posters that you'd get from Spencer's.
Scarface. Yeah. It was a velvet poster of Scarface in audio form.
They were like, hey, we like to smoke weed. Isn't that edgy?
But it was. It was illegal back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like smoking weed now is just normal. Like, that's just normal.
It's not dangerous anymore, man. I don't have to buy it in a weird parking lot from a strange guy. I could go to an Apple store and get it now.
Yeah, I mean, it used to, like, there's a Senate candidate in Louisiana who is smoking weed in his commercial. I mean, they legalized it
all in Canada and Mexico. Like, marijuana is legalized
in
those entire countries.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it will be eventually here in America.
Imagine how pissed you were when you were like Cypress Hill and your whole thing was like, we smoke weed illegally.
Well, but now they're
and then they're like, it's legal. You're like,
no, they're not going. They're teaming up with the dispensaries and
making boatloads
of money, Dave. That's what all of these people who were known
for
weed in the 90s.
Do you know who has a weed strain? Steve Urkel.
Damn straight he does.
Jaleel White.
Purple Urkel.
Because it makes sense.
It does? Steve Urkel?
Well, the name is Snoop,
but yeah, I mean, it's a good name.
Willie Nelson has his own. I mean, anybody who was like a big, who you associated with weed has their own strain at this point and is probably making a good chunk of money.
I'm looking at what they've done with weed and how they're capitalized on it, so I'm going to try to do the same thing with meth.
Oh,
good
man.
Plan. Good
Oregon's,
plan.
Oregon's in the lead with you there.
I feel like, Dave, let's go like ecstasy, MDMA, or cocaine. Let's one of those three. Let's leave the speed and the meth.
Let me ask you something. You know, like, I feel like there is always like that, like the trashier version of drugs.
Yeah.
What is that now in 2022? Like, of all of the drugs that you know that are, like, normalized, like, what is the trashy one?
I mean, scissor up was pretty stupid.
The promethazine?
You just like
codeine and,
sipping it with Sprite.
Yeah, what'd you mix, like, NyQuil and Sprite? Like, what is happening here?
That's still better than...
You just went to your doctor and you were like, I have a little cough.
Still better than opioids, though, man. I mean, I remember in the, mid-early 2000s, friends are like, oh man, I got a bunch of pain pills. You want to try some? Or like, here's a bunch of muscle relaxers. Like, oh, all right, cool.
Yeah, but like, what is so cool about partying when you're a limp noodle?
Like, no, it wasn't so much partying. It was like if you're just like hanging
at
out.
The house?
Yeah.
Even dumber. Like, that's just so dumb to me. I agree, Mahoney. Like, I was around in that era too. Like, I grew up like kind of in Appalachia. So, like, I remember going to college parties and people were doing exactly that, or like going to like the houses and people were just like, chilling on the couch. I'm like, what's up with this? This is so lame.
The one good thing about growing up in a like not rich area, in a like a poor area of North County, St. Louis, was nobody had money for any other drugs. Even the weed we had was like the dirtiest of the dirt.
You're like, man, all this is just a Ziploc bag full of a bunch of stems and seeds.
I remember distinctly seeing like this, a nug for the first time, yes, and being blown away.
You're like, what is that? They're like, that's
marijuana. What weed's supposed to look like? Yeah. Oh, I've been smoking.
It's been literal
grass.
Dirt.
No wonder it just gives me a headache.
Yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
Harry Potter turned out to be way too well-rounded for a kid who was raised by people who hated him and who lived under the stairs.
Message.
I disagree. I feel like
character building.
Absolutely. You know,
I lived in a closet for a little bit.
I did too.
I legitimately had a bedroom that had a twin mattress. My mom and my parents had gotten separated for a little bit, and my mom and I moved in with my grandparents, and I was literally in a twin bed in a closet with a TV for about 6 months.
And you know what? When you're young, you don't know any different.
No, you don't know.
As long as
different.
You have your own space, you're fine.
And it was one of those things where, like, I was a freshman in high school, and my friends would come over and they would kind of tease me. But then whenever they would understand the circumstances, it's like, hey, man, like, my mom is doing the most
everything
to make sure
can,
that we are taken care of. And, like, that is one of those moments where it's like, that is character building. And I love her so much for doing that for me and my family.
Also, like, shout out to your parents, because it's like, I was talking to my wife about this, you know, because, like, we love our families and we're very blessed to have a good family structure around us. But like, you don't like, you know, and same thing with you, Dave. It's like all of us grew up with that. But like, there's plenty of people who are just like, nah, I'm good on this. I'm just going to be a complete dirtbag and not do anything. Like, shout out to your parents who stuck around and raised you.
Worked their asses off. Yes.
Did everything they could.
Yeah. Like, thank you.
Ned said, I came out of the closet when I was 16. Good for you, man. I'm glad you're living your truth.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Back in the 80s, dude got booted out by his wife from his apartment, and she was just PO'd to all hell and back. And she just, you know, what didn't land outside of the upstairs window landed in the dumpster. Landed me a 250-watt Iowa receiver.
Oh, hell yeah.
A Pioneer 20-band graphic equalizer, a Pioneer dual cassette deck, and two 15-inch speakers that lasted me for the next 15 years. Yeah, dumpster diving can be pretty good sometimes.
Message
that guy
deleted.
I mean, he just described the ultimate, like,
the rack.
Hi-fi, like,
the
you
rack.
Know there was like a clear glass.
Yes.
And
with that little magnet where you
oh yeah, yeah the yeah, record player on top. And you had a 3-band or a 5-band equalizer.
Man,
you
this
get those highs, this, those mids, you crush them mids.
This guy's below the window with his buddy like they're firefighters holding a sheet, catching all this expensive electronic equipment
but
that this chick's throwing out the window.
If you are the type of person who is going to throw somebody's stuff out the window or on the lawn, there's a reason they cheated on you. And I agree with them.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Missed Connection Inspection.
Mahoney, you and I both know the truth. It is difficult in this day and age. Even though people are more connected than ever, it is still a challenge to find that special someone. And sometimes you have a brief encounter with an individual out in the wild, and you want more, but you didn't seize the opportunity. You didn't exchange numbers. Maybe it was just a glance, but you felt like there was something special there. And so what do?
Dave.
You go to Craigslist and you post about it.
Because most of these people are old and think that people still use Craigslist for misconnections.
Yeah, and then others are just out there fishing, seeing if they can get anyone to nibble. But some of these are very specific. So this one is entitled, Dude Playing Rap Music on His Phone.
Hell yeah.
Tonight you're walking home playing rap music on your phone. You had on a backpack, and you were wearing a black tank top. We passed each other, said hey, and I was walking my dog. I think we live in the same apartments, but I'm not sure. I don't really know a lot about this, but I think you're hot AF, and I'd love to go to... Oh, my goodness. I cannot read that on the radio. I would love something about going downtown, if you will, and doing other things. No reciprocation needed.
Oh.
Contact me if this is you, and tell me what I looked like and what I was wearing.
A not selfish lover. We love to see.
I mean, I want to do that to you and no reciprocation needed.
Wow.
Neat.
What the heck? Can I get this number?
Right? Am
I want to swing on through and do a stadium tour here? This would be great.
Am I the only one who thinks that when they say, like, no reciprocation needed, it means they're just butt-ass ugly?
Yeah.
And this is not what you...
That's fine.
It's like, you know...
We'll turn off the lights.
Yep. Click. Your mouth ain't ugly.
Also, why do I feel like this is an older white guy? Because, like, you are listening to the rap.
You were the listening to the hippity hop.
But also, I'm just glad that this was not, you weren't loudly listening to music in a public space.
Yeah.
That is, you know, like, get some damn earphones. This Bluetooth's not going to give you cancer.
This next one is yoga instructor. We spent some time several years ago. You wanted to change your name to Ivy. You were like hot yoga. We went to the human body exhibit. You drove a Honda with a smashed front end because the driveway to your house was too steep.
Oh, she sounds like a... Oh, God.
Maniac, but wait, a maniac.
There's more. I quit smoking. You enjoy hot baths and bong rips. Would love to reconnect and meet up for a drink sometime.
What in the hippie is that?
I bet this chick is super hot.
Super hot.
Super hot.
Hot yoga instructor with a smashed up car.
Busted Honda. You were definitely like
you know your driveway's steep and you're still like, I'm getting in there.
Maniac.
Oh,
totally.
I bet that was the best.
Bumper hanging off, just dragging on the ground while she's
expired,
driving.
Expired registration.
By 2 years.
Listen, Ivy. Ivy, quit with the bong grips and take a...
No.
No.
Where are you, Ivy?
Don't you get your life together.
Please tell me you have an OnlyFans, Ivy.
Hit me up. I'll be walking around your house playing rap music on my speakerphone.
Dude, I swear that is the most duh I do yoga name ever, though. Like, Ivy. Next would be, like, Hazel.
Yeah, Ian said busted Honda hot. You know.
We've all been there, and we all remember.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, you got to put that parking brake on. Otherwise, it's going to roll down the hill, girl.
Oh, my God. You get smashed from the end then. Oh, poor Ivy.
Yeah, already smashed up that front end. What about that back end, girl?
She's got a studio apartment with no couch.
Yeah, just a yoga mat on the floor, and that's all you need.
Right, and maybe there. One of those the dividers, the room dividers.
She's got an air mattress that's low on air. ponytail guy at Walmart. To the gentleman I keep seeing at Walmart with the long braided dark brown hair, I've seen you about 3 times now. I want you. I'm the young lady you see smiling at you. Next time you see me, please pursue.
No, this is definitely...
This guy wrote this to himself.
100% wrote this about himself.
This guy wrote this to himself.
He's trying to make low ponies. I mean, nothing... Honestly, guys.
He's trying to make somebody else jealous.
There is nothing sexy about a low pony.
Not even a low pony, a braided low pony.
How colonial. Good Lord.
What are you in the Patriot? Like, what are you doing?
He's in the wig era. Come here, Judge. Like, I mean, really, that is like
an extra in a Mel Gibson movie? Like, what's happening?
Yes. Just put a little ribbon in there. Ugh.
He is Steven Seagal's current body double.
Vladimir Putin.
The David Mahoney Morning Show. Every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Hey, Mahoney.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay.
So yeah, I asked you how you want me to set you up for this. You said you had something that you wanted to share this morning.
No.
And so...
He literally said, hey, can you toss to me like, hey, Mahoney?
And so I just went, hey, Mahoney. But he was texting
when it was time
for him to get on.
A very serious text. I'm sorry. I'm not, you know, it's just one of my friends just told me some real bad news.
Okay.
Guilt-shame us.
I am. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So
how are we supposed to know?
Yesterday we were talking about, I was supposed to take my wife's car my wife took her car in to get fixed because she was having some problems with her headlight. She took it into the dealership, and the dealership said, we won't even look at it. What? Unless you put $600 up front. She's just having some headlight issue. She changed out the bulb, and they're like,
still not
doesn't
working,
matter.
Right?
Yeah. And she's like, it's going to be $600 just to look at it right now.
You got to go to a different dealership, man.
And my wife was like, I'm out. Like, yeah. She's like, you know, it's where we got the car. You know, we used to know the GM there, so it's like we did all of our business there for many years, but he's gone now. And she's like, I'm not paying $600
for you to look at it.
And there's just, you know, no way.
Because if I pay $600 for you to look at it, and then you tell me it's like $1,300 to fix it, now I'm out $2,000 for a light bulb.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. So she drove back home, and so today I was going to take it to one of my other friends, my buddy Carlos, who runs another auto body shop. But, I don't like to call in favors like that,
right.
Unless you absolutely have to. And I called him up. I'm like, hey, I'm going to bring my wife's car in tomorrow after the show. It's just, you know, there's something going on with the light bulb. And so my wife is telling this story to her dad last night. They're having a conversation. And he's like, well, did you try? Maybe you just got a bad pack of light bulbs. Try the light bulb that works from your left headlight to the passenger side headlight just because you know that one works already.
So, and her car is one of those where it's easy enough to get to the light
bulbs.
It's
kind of a pain in the ass.
Kind of a pain, design, right?
It is, but you can still do it.
You can still reach
in there and do that. So,
and my guess is that you make her do this because she has, quote, smaller hands?
No, I actually helped. I usually do it for her, but she did it herself last time and it wasn't working. And we go through this rigmarole. Last night, we go into the garage after she gets done with her conversation with her dad, and she turns it on, and I'm like, yeah, no, still not working. And then she pulls it out, pulls the other one on, throws it in, and I'm like, that's your high beam. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that's your high beam that you've been replacing. That's why the small one or your normal one isn't going to be replaced.
Unless your high beams are on.
But she's like, you know, she was doing it by herself the first time around. Sure. And couldn't really, you know, didn't really see that.
So she's been
that.
Driving around, like, blinding everyone at nighttime?
No. So her regular headlight went out, and she kept replacing with the new bulbs the high beam that wasn't out.
Oh,
so because it's
no.
hard to tell which is which in the car because it's all crammed in there.
And this is probably because, as you always say, she's a stupid woman.
That's right? That's exactly what I say, Dave. Thanks for that. Luckily, she's at work right now.
You big dummy.
And this isn't going to be shared with her at all. No, but she, you know, so we thankfully end up switching out the light bulb and it works and there's not some bigger electrical issue that's going on with that. But like,
so you guys were able to fix it by yourself?
Yeah, a $10 fix,
$600. Yeah.
Just what a nightmare. But
Avoided.
How many times has that happened, though, where you try to like fix something yourself? Because I've done that.
I make everything
thing.
Worse. I make it all worse. I try to fix it by myself, and I just,
But like, how crappy of, you know, like these car places, and the fact that it's legal for them to just like fleece you and lie to you and do all this unnecessary stuff.
The fact that it's become normalized for you to get ripped off by dishonest people every time you have to get your car fixed.
Does this happen to men often? Because I know that every time I go in, I always feel like they just like totally take advantage.
Man, they take one look at my soft-ass hands, and they're like, I'm robbing this guy.
You would not know what I was talking about, even if I pointed to what I was talking about. And that's exactly how they do to me. They're like, see this air filter here? It's filthy. And I'm like,
you're like, sir,
sure.
That's a wheel. They're like, shh, $800.
Son of a love it mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
So nothing that's being said in any of these clips, dirty whatsoever, but you creeps are going to have a hard time getting past these strategically placed bleeps that Ian drops in here. Again, nothing that's being said dirty whatsoever. I'm going to give you the setup. I'm going to play you the audio. I'm going to give you multiple choice of what the answer could be. Your job is try to figure out what's really being talked about without getting too sidetracked, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the first one here is a former NFL player, Bart Scott, and he was talking about something that helps with his circulation issues, okay?
The guy hates the he doesn't well, and he says the reason is because he's got bad circulation, so his get cold. And guys, you know with your
can I get you a suggestion for him?
You want me
Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him?
So something helps with his circulation. Is it A, yoga, B, Viagra, or C, Bengay?
Audrey. Mahoney.
Audrey.
Is it Bengay?
Bengay does not help with circulation.
I didn't know. Maybe it was like the rubbing of the Bengay on the body.
Goodness.
I will say, if it is too Benjamin. Cold in the house, it does make things a little bit more...
warm and hot at the same time.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
Mahoney, what's your guess?
My guess is the Viagra helps with the circulation.
That is spoken like a man who maybe has a little bit of knowledge about this. That's correct.
Mm. No, Dave, I prefer Cialis, so we can hold hands in a bathtub and do it.
when the time is right.
Yeah. Okay, so does that mean the Cialis, whenever they are marketing in that way, like when the time is right, does that mean that you get to control
The thing that turns me off about the marketing of Cialis is that those bathtubs just look uncomfortable. Like, I don't want to sit in a bathtub. If your whole premise is that if you take Cialis, you can sit in this bathtub and then do it whenever you want. I'm like, no. Like, let's skip the bathtub nonsense. No dude wants to take a bath ever.
No.
No dude ever.
Above ground hot tub.
Still hard pass for me on that, if you know what I mean.
Above ground hot tub with jets.
Yes.
The jets are a game changer.
They need to put those jets a little bit lower, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, put them on the seat. Like,
I want it directly on the
hit the grundle.
It always gives me the heebie-jeebies whenever you see people who are in pools that have the jets and they're just like parked right on it.
Yeah, we know what's going on. You're getting your beehole blasted. It's like power washing it.
Oh, my God.
All right, Mahoney, you can win if you get this next one right. This is our buddy Chris Martin from Coldplay, and he is explaining what Coldplay loves to do.
We love to
I do too.
We've been so lucky with people we get to. My number one probably is Michael J. Fox came and in MetLife Stadium. And
that, oh my God.
That was really wonderful.
I would watch Chris Martin make sweet love to Michael J. Fox.
You would?
I'd be into that.
I feel like it might get violent at some point. I don't know why.
Shaky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Oh, is that, that's the line?
Yes.
That's the line.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. We found the line. You crossed, crossed it. All right.
It's like Audrey, it's her own personal vibrator.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
Whoa. All right. Audrey, you've got
to
get a point
a
here.
More.
Yeah. Chris Martin, what does Coldplay love to do? A, play cover songs. B, play with other artists. Or C, play with random celebrities.
Mahoney.
Audrey.
It was play with random celebrities.
No. Not only did you get us canceled, you got it wrong.
Other artists. Other artists.
No.
No? No.
Play, what I said.
Play, no, you said random celebrities. He said other artists. Those were two different answers.
What did he like
No one's
doing?
Paying attention.
But
cover songs.
Answer.
Playing cover songs.
That, those are two of the same answer that you
I
and
thought
I
he
had.
Would, I would love to see a, I would love to see a, like a Johnny B. Goode and Chris Martin, you know, mashup.
Okay, final one here. Audrey, you can tie and win if you get this one correct. This is a viral internet video, and you're trying to figure out what did this woman attempt?
I've always wanted to in a jar so I can smell the next day and remember how hilariously bad it was. So here we go. And by the way, I have the worst sick right now.
It worked.
A, oh. Poop in a jar. B, fart in a jar. C, burp in a jar.
Audrey.
Audrey.
She's farting in jars.
Yes, she is.
And making more money than all of us. I also don't believe that. Does anybody else not believe that she's making $50,000 a week?
Is that how much she's
week?
Making? $50,000 a week?
Oh, of farts. I don't believe that.
Come
That's,
on.
I would love to see. Show us your W-2s or your 1099s.
Yeah, like I need receipts on this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you're making $50,000 a week farting in jars, like you need to.
Should I be her stunt farter?
Give me some beans.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Man, is this true?
What's that, Dave?
That gifts are for boomers now? Like
GIFs?
GIFs?
You mean GIFs?
No, GIFs.
I thought you said like GIFs. You're saying it's what you're saying sounds like GIFs.
No, like what you're saying is GIF was like a like peanut butter.
Like
but
the
no.
person
like,
who
like
created
the,
it.
Like the creator.
Yeah, no, you can't just change the way a letter sounds.
Really? Because that's how a lot of stuff works. Look at how all the stupid spellings that exist out there, but we call it one
stands,
thing.
It stands for graphics interchange format.
But the guy who created it called it a GIF, so that's what we call
okay,
it.
Okay, whatever. So they're no longer hip with the kids to respond to like a text message with a GIF or a GIF,
or
as you like to
the,
say.
If you go on Jiffy and you search at David Mahoney, all of our GIFs are now for boomers.
Just
all
for boomers.
Our, those reaction GIFs that have... hundreds of millions of views now. You know, we're probably pretty famous somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah, I'm sure. We're huge in Japan.
I love getting my ego just torqued by somebody who's just sending me over like, hey, I didn't know that if you knew this, but this influencer is using your face on their story. And I'm like, yeah, they are. Heck yeah, they are. Search it.
We're very famous. Very famous individuals. I love that everybody, like, you know, we have a radio show that's heard in many cities all across the U.S. and have for several years now. And Dave and I have been in radio for 20 years each. And the thing that's impressed everybody the most is the thing that you can literally do yourself. We just took the time to make GIFs of ourselves reacting.
Yep.
And they're like, you made it. You're on Instagram.
You've succeeded.
On TikTok.
Here's a free platform with no barrier to entry. You're like, okay.
But I guess boomers only?
Boomers only, I guess.
Are we boomers?
We're boomers. Oh, yep. There you go.
Do you guys, I feel like I use a lot of GIFs, right?
Yeah.
I feel like,
okay, boomer.
Yeah.
Is it more boomer to just use a GIF or use like the reaction on the iChat or iMessage? Because I like the thumbs up or the exclamation or the heart.
It depends if you always use the same one. If you always use the same one, that feels very like boomer to me.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Do you ever use the other feature that, like, if you type something, you can have it, like, shoot stars or fireworks?
Never. Oh, I love that. On
the spotlight?
Never.
On birthdays or whenever I'm trying to be super annoying, like, and somebody hasn't answered my text message, I love spotlighting my text. Or if I'm saying something funny and I'm nervous that somebody who I'm talking about is around them, I'll do, like, the invisible text.
Ah.
So I got some audio here for you, Mahoney, of a wedding party. Normally, audio of a wedding party would not make the cut because not very interesting, except for this one coming to us from Barstow, California. It was a wedding party that turned into a huge brawl.
Oh, I mean, if you're going to expect a wedding party to have a brawl anywhere.
It's Barstow, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Like, I didn't know that there were wedding venues in Barstow.
The cops showed up, and there was two guys that were wrestling, and the eyewitnesses say the crowd was trying to tell them, no, no, it's a friendly match, because I guess some of these guys were, like, trained in mixed martial arts.
Is this something like they have in Seattle where mutual combat is allowed, both agree to it?
No, but let me just tell you where this ended up. The bride, who is pregnant, was tased and detained during the mayhem. The pregnant bride got tased.
Oh, my God.
That's how far
we have audio of this.
This went, yes.
My wedding.
Hey, I got them on video.
You guys keep hitting me. I'm gonna flip out. Stop touching me. You guys
don't
understand.
Oh, no. This is not. No, Mom.
Stop. Calm the down.
Ooh, that high-pitched scream just was. That sent me over the edge.
What are these people like?
Kids
20 years old?
Yeah, I mean, just like.
Is this a shotgun wedding?
I don't know if it's a shotgun.
I mean,
wedding.
Like it just sounds like I'm looking at video of this, and yeah, it looks like it's the outside of a Red Roof Inn, like which I didn't know they had a meeting space for that.
That's
many
where
people.
The after parties are.
If your wedding has an after party at the Red Roof Inn, you are doing something right.
I think so too.
We've heard a lot from the CDC over the past couple of years, and I think everyone's kind of tired of them. But they have something else very important they want to convey. And so I want to share this because it does seem like it's the sort of thing that definitely needs to be amplified as much as possible. They have asked people to please stop kissing your lizard.
Are people tongue kissing their lizards?
I don't know if there's a tongue involved necessarily, but
I mean, I knew the some of the people who are super obsessed with the snakes and lizards. Very creepy. Not as creepy as the tiger people, but, you know, one step below.
I feel like they also are the same vein of people who are like adamant about them being like a part of Slytherin in Harry Potter. It's like you're 38, you're not a Slytherin. Quit tongue-kissing your snake and lizard. Just stop it.
CDC is now investigating a Salmonella Uganda, which has been infected 44 people across 25 states. And of the 33 infected people that were interviewed, 64% had recent contact with a bearded dragon or pet supplies. So the number of infected people might be a lot higher, but there is a Salmonella outbreak right now because of people kissing their bearded dragon.
And I just want to take a moment, Dave, to... apologize to Barstow. I'm looking at all the lovely wedding venues that exist in Barstow right now, like the Lasting Love Wedding Officiant. Their wedding services 4.7 stars with 7 ratings on Irwin Road in Barstow.
Okay.
And the Holiday Inn and Express Suites Barstow also will host your wedding.
Also
if the
available.
Price is right. Yes.
Okay,
so I'm
great.
Sorry for saying Barstow did not have proper.
They do have beautiful wedding venues where you and your bride can also get tased, but only if she's pregnant.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash.
All right, Audrey, got to defer to you on this one since you are the biggest Harry Potter fan here by a mile.
Okay.
Daniel Radcliffe, going to be Weird Al in a new film.
Which, whenever I saw this, I was like, oh, that's kind of weird because, like, Daniel is, like, 5'5", and Weird Al's like, 6-foot-something. But they kind of look alike in the face. So it's a good fit, and I think that Daniel is a great actor. We'll see how this goes.
I don't feel like there should be a Weird Al Yankovic
biopic
yet.
It's a biopic.
Well, I mean, he's been around for 4+ at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he started in the late 70s and
UHF
the 80s,
came out in 1989,
which is an amazing movie. If you've never had a chance to see it, you know. So, Daniel Radcliffe would not have been my first choice to play Weird Al in a biopic.
Who would you go with?
Weird Al.
Okay.
Why don't, like, I mean,
does Weird Al have any kids? Does he have a son? Like, is
Weird Juniors?
Because you know how, like, the Sopranos thing, you know, like where you have a young James Gandolfini playing a young James Gandolfini.
But Weird Al still, I mean, he's 62 years old. He looks amazing. Weird Al he has, like, defined aging. I mean, he really has. I mean, it's taking care of your body, being smart, and living a healthy life. Funny, you look great at 62. But I think Weird Al, if there was ever somebody to play Weird Al in a Weird Al movie, it would be Weird Al. Tell me that, like, that would not be perfect.
Weird Al came out and said, when my last movie, UHF, came out in 1989, I made a solemn vow to my fans that I would release a major motion picture every 33 years like clockwork. I am very happy to say we're on schedule. So they have a new one that's coming out. It's going to be a Roku film. And Daniel Radcliffe, I mean, it's a pretty big get, right?
Huge. I mean,
yeah, as far as stars.
I mean, not like he needs the money. Obviously, he's set for the rest of his life. But he's been steadily acting in a lot of things since then. And he's actually a very good actor. So I think he will do this part justice.
It's just really hard because you see Emma Watson out here, who is just not typecasted in the same way as, like, Rupert and Daniel.
No, but Rupert's in,
Ron.
If you look at Rupert Grint, he's in that Apple Plus show.
And you don't.
And that's definitely not the kid from you don't see Ron Weasley.
Okay,
I don't.
So for me, Harry Potter, you're typecasted. Like, it's just a little too hard for me to see him not in that role, because he has, like you said, Mahoney, he has been in other roles. But every time I see him, I'm like, dude, where's your scar? Where show me that scar?
So think about this again. As far as people, like, I think I can only think of one other major motion picture where the person actually played themselves, and it was in, like, a biopic, and it was Howard Stern in Private Parts, I thought turned out to be pretty damn amazing and funny, you know, aging Howard down, giving him the afro and all that stuff. But, you know, I think Daniel Radcliffe will do a great job, and I think once he puts on the Weird Al hair, Audrey, I think that's when we'll see the magic happen.
Ew. It's like a little mini Weird Al. I don't know. Thinking about the hair, that just kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies.
So Britney Spears is now detailing how much money she has been robbed of, according to her estimations, at least, during the conservatorship. She said that there was $6 million that went to the lawyer and another $30 million that went missing. So she's saying $36 million is the amount of money that her dad and the lawyers took from her during the conservatorship over the last 13 plus years.
I mean, Britney Spears, whenever she was doing her Las Vegas residency, was raking in like almost $2 million per show estimated. And
no
she
way.
Was seeing none of it.
I've read that Adele's only going to make like $700,000.
Short of $700,000 per show, which seems low considering that tickets are like $35,000 for some of the nights.
Yeah, it's maybe nuts. Maybe they're like, hey, maybe we should just chill out and say how much he's making.
Yeah,
you know, and like for tax purposes.
Yeah,
because I would estimate that's what Adele would be making.
Her final performance alone, Britney Spears brought in $1.1 million.
Wow. Okay, I mean, if it comes out that family members or other conservators and other people who were in charge of her estate were stealing money, log them up, man.
Ian, our producer, chimed in and said he makes $12 per Dave Mahoney show. So there's that. That's, you know, yeah.
Because the conservators, a.k.a. our bosses.
Yay!
Stealing all the wealth.
Yeah, and keeping us locked away.
Literally, this room is so small.
And stop being the B team.
Maybe you can upgrade to the A team.
The A team, like Adele.
Mm-hmm. So, Audrey, I know that you were a big fan of Vikings on History Channel.
Oh, yes.
And now there is a new Vikings that is on the way. So this is going to be on Netflix, so you can binge the whole thing at once. And it's from the same creator as the Vikings series. Okay. This one's called Vikings Valhalla, and it's going to take place 100 years after the original Viking series. Because if you watch the Viking series, you know that like a lot of the main characters throughout the course of that show end up getting killed. I don't think that's a big secret.
Yeah, it's history.
Yeah. But they're saying that this one's going to take place 100 years after it. So
okay.
Viking armies assembling and attacking England in order to avenge the death of a fellow Viking. New trailer just came out this week. But if you're a fan of Vikings, my wife and I really enjoyed it as well. There is a new series that's coming to Netflix, and it's going to drop on February 25th, so not that far away.
Did you ever play that old Super Nintendo game, Lost Vikings? You remember
that?
No. It was a true gem. It was my first introduction into Vikings.
Audrey, you got a thing for Ragnar Lothbrok, like my wife does?
Yeah, he's very handsome. It's something about those creepy blue eyes, you know, because they're like creepy blue. It's not like normal blue.
Not like beautiful Tahitian blue like mine.
No, yours are also very creepy blue. Yeah.
Tahitian you look like blue?
Tahitian. Where did you even get that word?
He went
Tahiti?
Through his coloring book.
You're watching Moana? Like, what are you talking about?
Moana is in Hawaii.
I know, but come
on. It's just ocean blue. Ocean blue?
No, because the water in Tahiti is very, very blue.
Oh, crystal blue. Like crystal.
You've never been to Tahiti?
I thought about it.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
There are three shows that I've never watched, and people are always trying to convince me to give it a try. One is Friends, the second one is Monk, and the third one is House. I'll probably never watch any of them.
Message deleted.
I hate people who love to proclaim how little TV they watch or what series they will never watch. That's just, shut up. Don't let people like what they like.
Yeah, I mean, I've never watched Monk House either.
All those were really good.
I'm sure they
House
were.
Was fantastic, actually. Yeah. I never saw Monk.
Hugh Laurie.
It's such a great
did
actor.
Did it not mess you up? Because I never was familiar with, like, Fry and Laurie. You know, I didn't know that he was English.
Yes, until...
After, like, I saw him in an interview, like, after I'd watched it for three seasons. That always messes me up.
Hugh Laurie really is such a great actor because he has the ability to be the dad in Stuart Little. And then, also, at the same time, in the same era, be this pill-addicted... genius doctor in another series. It's so good.
Did you know he has a couple jazz albums out?
And he's a musician.
And he can sing. And he's hilarious, too. If you've never watched, I think it's Fry and Laurie. I think it's on Amazon right now. And, like, just old school, like, 80s, early 90s British comedy. And, dude, you would, like, because I didn't know he was a comedian. I just thought he was a great actor.
Yeah.
Wow, we're fans of Hugh Laurie on the show.
And the guy who played Monk.
The show that always surprises people that I don't watch, and I have nothing against the show, I've just never gotten into it, is It's Always Sunny.
Oh, people do love that.
I love that show. Yeah.
I've seen clips and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I just see stuff online, but I've never started watching
it. It's the longest-running live-action comedy on television now.
Really? They're still making new seasons?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
We're in the middle of a new season right now. They go to Ireland, and it is fun. I mean, as far as shows that have... really held their own. I mean, especially a lot of shows kind of like taper off in the later years. It's Always Sunny has held their own from season one all the way through the current season. That and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Curb Your Enthusiasm, one of the very, very few shows that I think is still getting better each
as
season we go.
Well, that's because Larry David is actually just getting grumpier as we go.
Well, but it makes for fantastic content.
Exactly. That just blends right into his character on the show.
And the thing about Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm, he is not afraid to bring in other great actors to shine around him.
See, that's a true, that's an OG who really wants his show to do well.
Yes.
Although, did Vince Vaughn piss him off halfway through the season or something because he just disappeared?
Oh.
No, I think he was just...
He was like a huge part of the show for like five episodes and then just went away.
He comes back.
Maybe Vince has got something to do.
You think that's what it was?
I don't know. Maybe.
You think like Owen Wilson called him up? He's like, hey, let's do a movie.
Wow.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why is Demi Lovato telling everybody she got abducted by aliens and her sister, too? What is she doing that? Because she's got a new podcast coming out or something, and she's trying to get people to listen to it or watch it or whatever? Is that what it is?
Message deleted.
Mary, you're gonna get in trouble with the pronoun people. Demi Lovato is no longer she, they.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so that is correct,
and
right?
Maybe Demi Lovato did get abducted by aliens. You don't know.
Also, Demi Lovato has done a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
And has been very open about that.
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
Let people live.
Well, no. It's the fact that she almost died. She overdosed and they almost died. And they... her brain is melted.
Who cares what anybody else thinks?
Right? Like, if you're annoyed with what Demi Lovato has to say, just ignore Demi Lovato.
You know,
it's not that hard.
I will say this, and this goes for non-celebrities, especially non-celebrities. I will tell you, there's, like, any time... I started doing this about at the very beginning of the pandemic. I went through my Instagram and Twitter and, like, who I have muted. And it's like, I never think about these people. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot I even know that person. Like, it's the amazing, if you're not consuming somebody's content, how easy it is to forget about them.
Did you know, pro tip, I just found this out. I did not know that you could mute words from your timeline.
Yeah.
So, like, if you didn't want to ever hear anything or any conversation, not just by Demi Lovato, but anybody talking about Demi Lovato, you could literally mute their name, and then they would not pop up on your timeline.
Yeah,
ever.
I
had no idea.
I had the word responsibility muted in all of mine.
Overdue is.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, Mahoney, this is like the worst nightmare of every dude out there, right? If, imagine you have all the money in the world, and there was that one billionaire who had all of that money, right? Uh-huh. And he decided that he wanted to solve his problem, which was his tiny junk, with all of that money.
Yeah.
And if you remember the story,
he died
on the operating table trying to get his junk enlarged. You're a billionaire. You have everything in the world. Like, here's the deal, man. You don't have to have a big one.
Don't matter.
You got all the money.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. Like, people will lie to you and tell you that it's huge and great and wonderful.
Yeah, like, even if you're a millionaire, maybe it's like, okay, whatever. But, like, when you have a B in front of that illion,
right?
Nothing matters. You
bring
can,
things into the bedroom, man.
You like, can I mean, look I, like Jabba the Hutt and be a billionaire and still be.
Yes.
Get all of that taken care of.
Well, the reason why I bring this up as a cautionary tale is because a man and his partner's attempt to have a treatment for erectile dysfunction went disastrously wrong, according to doctors. In the case report, they detail how the partner accidentally shot insulation foam into the guy's junk and bladder.
Oh, my God. It killed him, right?
I'm sure it did. Insulation foam. Have you seen those? I've seen what it does to cars. I can't imagine what it does to someone's inside.
Well, is this being performed in the back of a rundown gas station or something?
Yeah, don't put anything in there.
Did it kill him?
Put a straw. No, it didn't kill him.
But
they are anticipating there's going to be urethral repair, which sounds like a real hoot.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those guys who inject castor oil?
Yeah, what's crazy, this guy, the 45-year-old dude, has been putting various objects into his urethra for some time.
Okay, so he's used. He
trying to fix this. I mean, ugh.
Which I didn't know that was a thing until recently, because one of my girlfriends has a guy that asked that of her, and I did not know that there's levels, like, of like, gauge. So you have, like, the gauging of your ear holes. Same thing.
Okay. All right.
No, thank you.
Jeez.
Well, now you know.
Thanks. Boom, 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 boom.
The more you know.
And then just imagine that star and
the
where's that going?
Channel.
All right.
So police got called because hungry swans were making repeated trips to a pub for food. There was a couple of hangry swans in Scotland and required a police escort after repeatedly visiting a busy shopping center because they wanted food from the pub. When they first arrived, there was some food that was out, and so the birds were able to get it. But the problem is that when they started going back, and then people were trying to shoo them away because they'd become a nuisance, the swans were getting aggressive.
So are they getting...
they turned into geese.
Are they getting preferential treatment? All swans are attractive geese. This is very much like a take on... kind of how society
is
here.
It.
It's
if
you are ugly, people just straight up kick a goose.
But I mean, a goose isn't like really that ugly looking. It just doesn't have that like cool like black Zorro mask or whatever that the swans.
But why do we hold swans in a much higher regard than
because
we hold geese?
Because they love forever and they have one partner and they hug.
I
and
feel like
kiss.
That's just swan propaganda that's been put out.
I've seen pictures.
I think their swans are out there banging.
Are you telling me that Big Swan is out here photoshopping imagery in my Google image searches?
I think they are spreading a lot of misinformation out there in the
swans
pond.
Swans are known for two things: gracefully swimming across ponds and Photoshop.
End this now. Thank you.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Be sure to follow them on social media at Dave and Mahoney and visit DaveandMahoney.com.
Fabulous.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.